This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The second most mentioned prophet in the Quran is Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam is a role model for humanity in general and for Muslims in particular. And it won't be fair to only have one episode on Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, because there are so many lessons we learn from him. He was a role model in many aspects. But I will choose three, and tonight we'll focus on one of them, inshallah ta'ala. When you look at the story of Prophet Ibrahim in the Quran, the most highlighted and mentioned and unique aspect of it is the fact that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was the embodiment of Islam, this concept of Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises him for his Islam. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah said to him, أَسْلِمْ. And he said, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So what does this Aslim mean? What does Islam mean? If you ask most people, what does Islam mean? The number one answer that you're probably going to get is what? Huh? It means peace. But Islam actually means surrender and submission. Istislam. When you just put your hands up and you say, I surrender, I submit, I give up my power and my will, right? And I submit to the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the commandments of Allah azza wa jal. Allah azza wa jal praises him over and over in the Quran. Prophet Ibrahim himself chooses that name and that term for himself, for his family members, and for his descendants. And Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran tells us, "Huwa sammakum al-muslimina min qabl." He's the one that named you Muslims. And that's what it means. So this, again, concept of Islam keeps coming up. This theme, Islam and submission to Allah and surrender, comes up in the story of Ibrahim over and over and over again. It was, as a matter of fact, part of his dua that he made when he finished building the Kaaba, or as he was finishing the Kaaba with Ismail. They both made dua. He taught Ismail the concept of Islam. He taught Ismail to pray for that. So they both prayed and they said, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Accept from us whatever we're offering and we're doing. You are all hearing and you are all knowing, O Allah. Then they say together, رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ. O Allah, make us both Muslims, people who submit to you, O Allah, and surrender to you. But they did not stop there. رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ. And of our progeny, or of our offspring, an ummah, a nation, a community that is submissive to you, O Allah, that is muslima to you. And that is what is expected from us. To be true Muslims, to really establish this concept of Islam and live Islam, not as a name, right? Not as an identity, but as a complete lifestyle, as a full and complete way of life in every aspect of our lives. We have to establish this. This is the greatest lesson that we learn from Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Allah azza wa jal put that Islam of his to the test. He was tested. His Islam was tested. His submission and surrender, his unconditional submission and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was tested again and again and again, multiple times. And every time Ibrahim alayhi salam passed that test. Perhaps the hardest of those tests, which Allah Azza wa Jal says about, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينَ. Perhaps one of the hardest parts of that test was when Allah Azza wa Jal showed him in a dream that he slaughters his son. And Ibrahim alayhi salam took that dream as what? A commandment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one before Ibrahim alayhi salam or even after him was tested with something like this. No one. And no one is to be tested, alhamdulillah. Right? And Prophet Ibrahim submitted to that. Allah Azza wa Jalla says about him and Ismail when he approached his son and said, Inni ara fil manami anni adbahuk. O my son, ya bunayya, inni ara fil manam. I indeed saw in my dream that I slaughter you as a sacrifice to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Fanzur madha tara. See what you want to do about this. Ismail very well knows that the dreams of prophets, and again, no one is to be tested like this. No one was tested like this. No one is going to be tested like this. I don't want any one of you to think, oh my God, what a harsh test. Ibrahim alayhi salam is being tested at a different level. This is a very special level. And Allah Azza wa Jalla had his wisdom and his plan in that test. It was not a direct commandment, it was a dream. Yet Ibrahim and Ismail both know very well what a dream seen by a prophet means. Prophets, whatever dreams they see is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ismail submits to that and he says, Ya Abati, my father, O my father, if'al ma tu'mar, do what you were commanded to do. As far as I'm concerned, if you're worried about me, Satajiduni insha'Allahu min as-sabiri. You will find me to be very patient and steadfast. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says that when they both, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِيدِ, when they both submitted to the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and Ibrahim attempted to slaughter him, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ, at that point we called him Ibrahim, قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا, you have fulfilled the vision, you have passed the test, and you're not to do this. We're not going to let you do this. And Ibrahim alayhi salam attempted to do it, but it didn't cut. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped it. So this is the level of submission Ibrahim alayhi salam was willing to show. This was the level of Ibrahim alayhi salam submission. And you and I, we are being tested, right, in our Islam with things that are much, much easier and simpler. Right? SubhanAllah, the other day I was looking at a hadith that Allah Azza wa Jalla on the Day of Judgment will say to the disbeliever, once the disbeliever sees hellfire, would you give up everything that you owned in life? And if you were to own everything on this earth, all the treasures, would you have given up all of that to save yourself from this? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the disbeliever will say, indeed, O Allah, of course, I'm going to give up everything. And Allah will say to that disbeliever, Allah will say, my servant, I asked you for something much, much less than that. I asked you for something very simple. Allah didn't ask us to. I asked you, Allah tushrika bi shay'a, not to associate partners with me. That's it. How hard is that? How hard is it to really just submit to the one that created us, follow his commandments, trust his wisdom subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever decree Allah Azza wa Jal has for us, just put our trust in him. When has Allah Azza wa Jal failed us for us to rebel against Allah or to second guess Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When? To begin with, he didn't create us to make us suffer. He created us to save us. What we have to do in return is just submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fulfill Islam. Live Islam as we're supposed to live. Submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Follow the commandments of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam simplified Islam, right? Fulfill the five pillars of Islam. It's very simple if you think about it. It's very simple. We just have to really adopt this concept. We have to hammer, we have to remind ourselves what it means to be a Muslim. And we have to teach that to our children. Islam commands us of this. We have to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's in control. on and on and on again until it becomes part of our nature, until it becomes part of our character, until it becomes part of our lifestyle, that we submit to no one except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in our submission to Allah azza wa jal, we attain ultimate freedom. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow you and I to be amongst those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extends His grace to them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you and I of those who submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم صل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. If I may, inshallah ta'ala, request from all of our youth, or anyone that considers himself a youth, inshallah, to remain after witr prayer. I have a special message I want to share with you. So all of our youth, inshallah, those who are outside, please bring them in for just that message. I have to share it. I have to get it off my chest tonight, inshallah, azza wa jal. It's going to be a very short message, but it's a very powerful reminder. And I would urge and encourage everyone, including my own children, to be here, inshallah, for that.